We're into it one of these days here in the service, and we appreciate that special. I'm doing a little different tonight, moving along for time's sake, and want you to open your Bible. I'm on the same theme tonight. I did not intend to be on it, but one or two little things caused me to get back on it. I want you to turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm sure we've read this verse to you so many times. I want it kind of as a kickoff tonight. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, talking about the appearing of the Antichrist. He's called in verse 8, the wicked be revealed. That's the man. Then shall that wicked be revealed. Special one. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. And here's what I want you to get tonight. Because they receive not the love of the truth for this cause. What cause? That they would not receive the truth. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion. Now you've heard me say something about that before. And I'm a little bit on the theme of the virus again. I don't think I have it. I think this is allergies. Bible talks about twisting the nose bringeth forth blood. It brings something out of mine every now and then. It's not exactly blood. Anyway, I'm on the theme of it just a little bit. We've seen the fear and the folly of this thing. It's a crazy virus. It discriminates. It only comes to church. Don't go to bars. Don't go to abortion clinics. Only church. Have you noticed how they keep saying how we got to open up in church? I told you Sunday, they said no more singing. Of course, before that, no more handshaking. And now, today, did you hear the news? They're going to open up without passing the offering plates. Not us. Not us, that's for sure. All right. That's the truth. That was on a news spot today on our radio station, I believe. More and more truths coming out about this thing. Did it start in China? Yep, probably did. Was it planned? Was it not? You're going to see a little video here in just a minute that's going to make you wonder. Wonder what part we might have even had in it as a, not as a nation, but in the leadership of some of our so-called scientists. You got to watch the slant and the bias. It's not only against President Trump, it's against our governor, too. Have you noticed that? You see the picture of the little girl in the paper yesterday, was yesterday or day before, speaking of her as a scientist disagreeing with our governor. She looked like she was still in kindergarten. Did you see she had a nice picture of her. I mean, she didn't look 16. I think today the article said maybe she was 23 or something. But then, interesting, if you read the body of it, she's not a scientist. Her degree is in journalism. That's a big difference. See how they slant and pitch it? The headline says one thing. Finally, you might get a little bit of the truth down in the article later. That's pure bias, deception is all it is. Now, this text I read said there's coming a time of strong delusion. Now, I believe that's going to be on the people that are left here after we're caught out. Because it says, because they love not the truth. They've rejected the truth of the gospel. They're here. And then it says, even God's going to send them the strong delusion. Let them believe a lie after they've rejected the truth. Anyway, this is not a spiritual video tonight. I don't even know the reporter and the woman that's being interviewed. Probably not even Christians, or maybe. I don't know. But she's an insider in the laboratory that's undergoing some punishment for telling some stuff that they didn't want out. So I want you to see it tonight. Some of you have already seen it. A friend I had out in California, used to be one of our church members, sent it to my secretary's computer. And some of you have already seen it, but some of you haven't. And I just want you to know there's a little bit more behind this thing when I say there's an agenda and the devil is using this thing. And he's certainly using it against the churches. All of that. Now, I want to read you a letter here from Sheriff. I say a letter. It's a memo here from Sheriff Grady Judd. Sheriff Grady Judd shares his statistic on our phone conference meeting. Dr. Early gave me this just a moment ago. Polk County has a population of 690,000. As of yesterday morning, Polk County's death from China virus was 49. One of the deceased was terminally ill with stage 4 cancer, but was labeled as a China virus death. Sheriff now has given us some information. 31 of the remaining 48 were over 80 and were permanently in long-term care nursing homes. Adding them up now, out of 690,000 people, only 49 total, a very tiny percentage number of cases. It says Polk County is the place to live and open up completely. I agree there. Out of 1,700 life safety emergency workers, only 12 have had the China virus, and every one of them lived. Now, this is some truth, solid facts that we're going on here. And this video you won't see in the news. They've already taken it off of some of the social platforms. They're trying to take President's tweets off, his messages off. You notice that? They're trying to kill freedom of speech in America. Amen. Is what they're really trying to do, along with a lot of the rest of them. This video is probably going to be 20, 25 minutes long. We're still going to get quiet practice in tonight. I will not have time to comment on it. You may have already seen it. Maybe you can tell somebody else that everything that appears to be true in the media isn't. And this tonight might be interesting to you. Go ahead, Jeremiah. I appreciate Jeremiah getting this up for me here right at the last minute. And if we need to turn off the lights, somebody help me out. If it's clear without, leave them on, but if not, we can turn them off.
Dr. Judy Mikovits has been called one of the most accomplished scientists of her generation. Her 1991 doctoral thesis revolutionized the treatment of HIV/AIDS. At the height of her career, Dr. Mikovits published a blockbuster article in the journal Science. The controversial article sent shockwaves through the scientific community as it revealed that the common use of animal and human fetal tissues were unleashing devastating plagues of chronic diseases. For exposing their deadly secrets, the minions of Big Pharma waged war on Dr. Mikovits, destroying her good name, career, and personal life. Now, as the fate of nations hang in the balance, Dr. Mikovits is naming names of those behind the plague of corruption that places all human life in danger. So you made a discovery that conflicted with the agreed-upon narrative.
Correct.
And for that, they did everything in their powers to destroy your life.
Correct.
You were arrested.
Correct.
And then you were put under a gag order.
For 5 years, if I went on social media, if I said anything at all, they would find new evidence and put me back in jail. And it was one of the few times I cried. And it was because I knew there was no evidence the first time. And when you can unleash that kind of force to force someone into bankruptcy with a perfect credit score, and so that I couldn't bring my 97 witnesses, which included the heads, Tony Fauci, you know, Ian Lipkin, the heads of the public health and HHS, who would have had to testify that we did absolutely nothing wrong.
And so what did they charge you with?
Nothing.
But you were in jail.
I was held in jail with no charges. I was called a fugitive from justice. No warrant, literally drug me out of the house. Our neighbors are looking at what's going on here. You know, they searched my house without a warrant, literally terrorized my husband for 5 days. They said, if you don't find the notebooks, if you don't find the material, which was not in my possession, but planted in my house.
As if you took intellectual property from the laboratory, is
yes.
That correct?
It was intended to appear as if I took confidential material, names, and intellectual property from the laboratory. and I could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that I didn't, heads of our entire HHS colluded and destroyed my reputation, and the Department of Justice and the FBI sat on it and kept that case under seal, which means you can't say there's a case or your lawyers are held in contempt of court, so you can't even get a lawyer to defend you. So every single due process right was taken away from me, and to this day remains the same. I have no constitutional freedoms or rights.
Yet you sit here. I think a lot of people would probably have just taken the retirement out early, laid low, but you have decided to come forth when your gag order has been released to write a book called Plague of Corruption, Restoring Faith in the Promise of Science, and you are naming names.
Absolutely.
Apparently, their attempt to silence you has failed. And I have to ask, how do you sit here with confidence to call out these great forces and not fear for your life as you leave this building?
Because if we don't stop this now, we can not only forget our republic and our freedom, but we can forget humanity, because we'll be killed by this agenda.
So, Anthony Fauci.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci. I'm the director of...
The man who is heading the pandemic task force was involved in a cover-up.
He directed the cover-up. And in fact, everybody else was paid off, and paid off big time. Millions of dollars in funding from Tony Fauci, Tony Fauci's organization, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. These investigators that committed the fraud continue to this day to be paid big time by the NIAID.
And the whole world is listening to his advice for how to handle this current pandemic. How do we know that what he's saying is what we need to be learning?
What he's saying is absolute propaganda, and the same kind of propaganda that he's perpetrated to kill millions since 1984.
We know from this study quite clearly that there will be a delay in progression significantly greater than for individuals who do not take the drug.
It started really when I was 25 years old. I was part of the team that isolated HIV from the saliva and blood of the patients from France, where Luc Montagnier had originally isolated the virus.
Je pense qu'il y a toute une recherche à faire à ce niveau-là qui est négligée parce que...
This was a confirmatory study, but Tony Fauci and Robert Gallo were working together then to spin the story in a different way. At that time, Dr. Rossetti was out of town, and Tony Fauci says, you know, we understand that you have a paper in press, and we want a copy of it. And I said, yes, there's a paper in press, and it's confidential, and no, I will not give you a copy of it. He started screaming at me, then he said, give us the paper right now, or you'll be fired for insubordination. And I just said, I'm sure when Dr. Rossetti gets back, you can have the conversation. And so Frank comes back, you know, several weeks later, and is really bullied into giving Fauci the paper. Fauci holds up the publication of the paper for several months while Robert Gallo writes his own paper and takes all the credit, and of course patents are involved. This delay of the confirmation, you know, literally led to spreading the virus around, you know, killing millions.
Perhaps no one expressed the anguish of AIDS better than New York writer Larry Kramer. But he was even more angry at the federal government and the pharmaceutical industry. One person who felt Kramer's fury was NIH Dr. Anthony Fauci.
It's still been crushing to me to think that I didn't know my work in 1999 was something that had been avoided. From 83 and 82, when the virus was isolated, the virus didn't have to wait until 84 to be confirmed. Think of how many people, the entire continent of Africa, you know, lost a generation as that virus was spread through because of the arrogance of a group of people. And it includes Robert Redfield, who's now the head of the CDC. right along with Tony Fauci. They were working together to take credit and make money, and they had the patents on it and tailored them to IL-2 therapy, which was absolutely the wrong therapy. And had that not happened, millions wouldn't have died from HIV.
How can a man who's giving, any person who's giving global advice for health, own a patent in the solution in the vaccine? Isn't that a conflict of interest, or shouldn't it be?
It is a conflict of interest. And in fact, this is one of the things that I've been saying and would like to say to President Trump: repeal the Bayh-Dole Act.
Bayh-Dole fundamentally changed the way universities approach technology transfer. And you can see that best in the statistics. Universities obtain 16 times as many patents today as they did in 1980. Now, everybody's getting more patents, but still, universities' share of all patents in the United States is more than 5 times greater than it was before Bayh-Dole. The situation has gotten so bad that one information technology industry official has publicly referred to universities as, quote, crack addicts, unquote, driven by, quote, small-minded tech transfer offices addicted to patent royalties.
That act gave government workers the right to patent their discoveries, so to claim intellectual property for discoveries that the taxpayer paid for. Ever since that happened in the early 80s, it destroyed science, and this allowed the development of those conflicts of interest. And this is the crime behind letting somebody like Bill Gates, with billions of dollars — nobody elected him, he has no medical background, he has no expertise — but we let people like that have a voice in this country while we destroy the lives of millions of people.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
If we activate mandatory vaccines globally, I imagine these people stand to make hundreds of billions of dollars that own the vaccines.
And they'll kill millions, as they already have with their vaccines. There is no vaccine currently on the schedule for any RNA virus that works.
So I have to ask you, are you anti-vaccine?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, vaccine is immune therapy, just like interferon alpha is immune therapy. So I'm not anti-vaccine. My job is to develop immune therapies. That's what vaccines are.
Do you believe that this virus was created in a laboratory?
I wouldn't use the word created, but you can't say naturally occurring if it was by way of the laboratory. So it's very clear this virus was manipulated, this family of viruses was manipulated and studied in a laboratory where the animals were taken into the laboratory, and this is what was released, whether deliberate or not. That cannot be naturally occurring. Somebody didn't go to a market, get a bat, the virus didn't jump directly to humans. That's not how it works. That's accelerated viral evolution. If it was a natural occurrence, it would take it up to 800 years to occur. This occurred from SARS-1 within a decade. That's not naturally occurring.
And do you have any ideas of where this occurred?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it occurred between the North Carolina laboratories, Fort Detrick, U.S. Army Research Institute of Infectious Disease, and the Wuhan laboratory.
$3.7 million flowed from the National Institutes of Health here in the U.S. to the Wuhan lab in China, the same lab where many people have said that this coronavirus infection first originated. We also now know that NIAID, the department associated with the National Institutes of Health, of which Dr. Anthony Fauci is in control, had already been conducting experiments with the Wuhan lab in the past in regard to coronavirus. If Dr. Anthony Fauci cannot be honest with the public about his connection to this lab, then Fauci has to go.
In 1999, I was working in Fort Detrick in USAMRIID there, and my job was to teach Ebola how to infect human cells without killing them. Ebola couldn't infect human cells until we took it in the laboratories and talking.
It's hard to ignore the death tolls. People have been dying. They are dying from this in quite alarming numbers. How do you reconcile that?
It's pretty easy when you see, for me, when you see what the government has done, and that is that they took, quoting Dr. Birx,
we've taken a very liberal approach to mortality.
If my husband were to die, who has COPD, his lungs have fibrosis, his lungs would look exactly like somebody with COVID-19, theoretically, but he has no evidence of infection. So if you're not testing and you don't have evidence of infection, and if you walked in there today, you know, they'd call it COVID-19. And we hear this from the doctors and nurses who are upset.
I've seen so many doctors online that have made their own webcam videos just perplexed by the protocol that the CDC had given them.
Well, last Friday, I received a 7-page document that sort of told me that if I had an 86-year-old patient that had pneumonia but was never tested for COVID-19, but sometime after she came down with pneumonia, we learned that she had been exposed to her son, who had no symptoms, but later on was identified with COVID-19, that it would be appropriate to diagnose on the death certificate COVID-19.
When I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so.
Why would they want to skew the number of deaths due to COVID-19?
Well, fear is a great way to control people. And sometimes people's ability to think for themselves is paralyzed if they're frightened enough. And that's not where I want people to be. I want people to say, we're going to get through this. I'm going to use my head. I'm going to go to different sources. I'm going to listen to different sources. And I'm going to think for myself, because that's what America's about.
If someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID-19 death.
You don't die with an infection. You die from an infection.
I've talked with doctors who have admitted that they are being incentivized to list patients that are sick or have died with COVID-19.
Yeah, $13,000 for Medicare, if you call it COVID-19.
Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much.
And you've killed them with the ventilator because you gave them the wrong treatment.
All the things that just don't make sense, the patients I'm seeing in front of me, the lungs I'm trying to improve, have led me to believe that we are operating under a medical paradigm that is untrue. And I fear that this misguided treatment will lead to a tremendous amount of harm to a great number of people in a very short time.
My next question is about Italy. I want to know why Italy was hit so hard.
Italy has a very old population. They're very sick with inflammatory disorders. They got, at the beginning of 2019, an untested new form of influenza vaccine that had four different strains of influenza, including the highly pathogenic H1N1. That vaccine was grown in a cell line, a dog cell line. Dogs have lots of coronaviruses, and that's why they're not testing there. You could just say, oh, it was that.
As the country begins emerging from the worst of the coronavirus epidemic, one question remains. What happened to all the hydroxychloroquine?
We know that hydroxychloroquine and zinc are working great for patients. And then Fauci comes out and says, well, there's no double-blind controlled placebo study, which, by the way, Dr. Fauci, is there going to be a double-blind controlled placebo study of your vaccine? Is there?
In a survey polling nearly 2,300 doctors in some 30 countries, hydroxychloroquine was ranked as the most effective medication to treat the virus.
The AMA was saying, you know, doctors will lose their license if they use hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malarial drug that's been on the list of essential medicine worldwide for 70 years. Dr. Fauci calls that anecdotal
data.
It's not storytelling if we have thousands of pages of data saying it's effective against these families of viruses. And this is essential medicine, and they keep it from the people. Not only now, but back in autism with our discovery, there was an old antiviral drug, 100-year-old drug called Suramin, on the WHO list of essential medicine. It literally gave kids with autism a voice, a life. What did Bayer and Monsanto do? They took it away from everybody. You couldn't get it to save your life right now, and we tried, believe me, every way we could. So when you take away a medicine, and not just the WHO, not just the WHO, the FDA, the CDC, Tony Fauci, close everything. Just end it all, and we've got a healthy world again, and we got tons of money, because we can take all that money they're making on their patents, and we can give it to the victims of this plague of corruption.
Is it safe to say that anything that cannot be patented has been shut down intentionally because there's no way to profit from it, all these natural remedies that we have had forever?
Absolutely, that's fair to say, and that's exactly what's going on in COVID-19. The game is to prevent the therapies till everyone is infected and push the vaccines, knowing that the flu vaccines increase the odds by 36% of getting COVID-19.
Where does that data come from?
A publication last year where the military who had been vaccinated with influenza were more susceptible to coronaviruses. Coronaviruses are in every animal. So if you've ever had a flu vaccine, you were injected with coronaviruses and then to put on a mask.
This doesn't make any sense. We wear a mask in an acute setting to protect us. We're not wearing masks. Why is that? Because we understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. And now I'm at home hand washing vigorously, washing the counters, worried about things that are indeed what I need to survive.
You're not immunodeficient, and you're not elderly. You should be able to go out without any gloves and without a mask. I think if you are those things, you should either shelter in place or wear a mask and gloves. I don't think everybody needs to wear a mask and gloves because it reduces your bacterial flora. It doesn't allow you to interact with society, and your bacteria flora and your viruses, your friends that protect you from other diseases, end up going away, and now you're more likely to get opportunistic infections, infections that are hoping you don't have your good bugs fighting for you, if that makes sense.
And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike.
I guarantee when we reopen, there's going to be a huge, huge amount of illness that's going to be rampant.
The building blocks of your immune system is virus and bacteria, end of story.
Wearing the mask literally activates your own virus. You're getting sick from your own reactivated coronavirus expressions. And if it happens to be SARS-CoV-2, then you've got a big problem.
You're not the first virologist who has told me that we're doing the exact opposite of what we should be doing to contain and to create immunity from this virus.
Why would you close the beach? You've got sequences in the soil, in the sand. You've got healing microbes in the ocean, in the salt water. That's insanity.
These institutions that are polluting our environment and our bodies, there was a time when they actually had to fight their own battles. But they've done such a great job at manipulating the masses that it's other people shutting down other citizens, and the big tech platforms follow suit and they shut everything down. There is no dissenting voices allowed anymore in this free country, which is something I never thought I would live to see.
Nor would I, except what I've experienced since 2011. It's beyond comprehension how a society can be so fooled that the types of propaganda continue to where they're just driving us to hate each other.
You want to go to work?
Yes.
And get this disease I think the medical profession know what they're talking about.
They've been wrong so far, ma'am. They've been wrong.
Hopefully, this is the wake-up call of all America to realize this makes no sense, and we win because it will take down the whole program with information like this. And for me, it's the great news that the doctors are waking up and saying, wait a minute.
You doctors that are watching this, and I see a lot of you right here, why are you not getting loud? I'm here to defend you. I'm here to defend my freedoms. I'm here to defend my family's freedoms, my patients' rights to choose what to do with their life. I'm just blown away. And I'm blown away why there are not more doctors like me talking about this all over the place. We should be banding together right now. You need to wake up because your liberties are getting taken away from you all because of fake news that's out there. This is wrong. People should be going to jail for this stuff.
So it's not the scientists who are in any way dishonest. They're listening to people who for more than 40 years have controlled who gets funded, what gets published. And I'm sorry to say many, many people will simply take the money and the fame and that support, things that absolutely aren't true.
What do you say to the medical professionals that are just beginning to get a glimpse of the depth to which they have been misled and steered away from their oath to do no harm?
I say forgive yourselves. It's the hardest thing to realize for all of us, and is that with all the best intention, we studied, we learned what we thought was the truth. We had no idea that the data that we were being told was true was not true. We've been taught now in our schools a very different science. You don't get funded if you don't speak the party line. You don't get published. That was probably the hardest thing for me to take, is understanding that scientific journals would twist the discovery that should have healed all.
Will the scientific community have the courage to answer the question of whether these diseases might have been of their own creation? Thank you.
So what we did pretty much ever since I got out of jail, we started an education company. We wake up doctors, and it's very difficult. But every doctor who realized they may have been part of the problem has now turned that around to march toward a better society and restore faith in the promise of medicine. That's all we can do.
Well, Dr. Michalowicz, thank you so much for your time. It's been a real honor to sit here with you, and particularly thank you for your courage.
Thank you, Mickey. I appreciate it a lot.
The idea that we are now a few days away from a new administration, given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, is that there is no question that there will be a surprise outbreak. The thing we're extraordinarily confident about is that we are going to see this in the next few years. Thank you.
Okay, if somebody will get my lights, I appreciate it. I know that's a little bit shocking, a little bit hard to digest at all. Makes the sheriff's information very real. I've said this in preaching. This won't be the last virus because there's a control thing behind it. And isn't it amazing how quick the fear of this thing controlled the population? And somebody's asked me the question, are we getting to the edge of the tribulation period? I think so. It's a period of deception, major deception. And this video has been kicked off of the social platforms. Every time they tried it, They had one like this. In fact, you saw a little part of it, the one we showed before. They got it started on Fox News and was able somehow to rip it off right in the midst after they put it on. Could there be some repercussions on some of us that would show this? Yeah, just like there was with that lady. You can be framed in America. General Flynn is a good example right now in the news. You can be framed. And like she said, they arrested me without a warrant, without a charge. In America, we knew they could do that in communist countries, but in America, folks, we are tiptoeing around the tribulation period. And if there's anybody that's supposed to be enlightened, it's God's people. We're not to be fooled by everything the world is fooled by. And so tonight, you've heard me preach a lot of the stuff. And some of you have seen that video, and you've seen some others. But we are in that age of deception, and that's what Jesus said it would be in the last days. He said false Christ would arise and deceive the very elect if they could. Now, I think that's a tribulation truth right there also. But with all that said and done, don't that shed a little bit of light on some stuff? And then this thing of how much money did we give to the Chinese laboratory where they're claiming this thing got loose? Who else was in on all that? And if you picked up what the lady said, they make money off the patents. Getting something patented is a big deal. And if you noticed, they've really been on the president's case because he took the malaria medicine and then told everybody about it. There's one thing about him, you may not agree with him, but he's honest and transparent with what he says. He don't care. I like that part. And so he said, yeah, I'm on it. I wanted to see how big your eyes was going to get when I said that, as he talked to the fake news. And that was a drug that had been around for years and was doing good and already been proven and tested, but Mr. Fauci there tried to shoot it down because he didn't have a patent on it. See, it was already going. He wasn't going to make a dime off of that. So now they've almost got it where you can't get it because of this thing. Everything that, somebody said, everything that glitters is not gold. Everything you hear over the media and the news and read in the paper is not true. Check it by the Word of God. Check it by your own common sense. God gave us some brains we ought to use once in a while. Amen. I thought that might help us a little bit tonight. I don't know how many caught this online. I appreciate the folks that are watching us streaming out there, and I'm getting some good notes from a lot of people, and we gave our members the choice of coming or watching us at home, and many of them have been watching at home. But with all the false, fake news coming in, a lot of our own folks don't know what to believe. And I'm not criticizing them. I'm just saying we better wise up and be careful. The big thing behind it is control. And we've seen what that can you imagine reaching into a church and saying, you can't sing, you can't shake hands, you can't pass the offering plate? In the old days, there'd have been a little uproar with that. I'm wondering now if we can get an uproar going. I'm wondering. A little more milk toast pastors in the pulpit than there's ever been before, I think. I hate to say that, but I'm afraid it's the truth. Amen. All right, let's stand. Father, thank you for giving us the truth and give us a mind to know what is right and wrong. And Father, I pray you'd help us in this time we're in. Lord, we know that if the Lord Jesus would come and rapture us out, we'd be so happy. But Father, you might want us to stay here a while and contend for the faith and present the truth when it's being so distorted. I pray for those that may be sick, but even as we read the letter from the sheriff tonight, Father, it is so small a group here that honestly, honestly died from that particular virus. And yet it's every death almost blamed on it. We pray, Father, you'd help us to be the witness in the right kind of way. And certainly tell folks how to get rid and get the right vaccine for the greatest virus of all, and that's the sin that must be paid for. Help us, Father, to tell others and win everybody we can. These times are trying, and the signs look like they're coming faster, and that time must be shorter. I pray you'd help us to do that that we should do. In Jesus' name, amen. Choir, come on. Let's get ready for Sunday.